In my view, if the left gets their way, we won't have elections anymore. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the Third Circuit, of which Pennsylvania is a part, issued a 2-1 decision upholding a Pennsylvania statute that required ballots that are mailed in to be in an envelope that includes a date. And I kind of explained it in this tweet the other day. Let me go see. Bring the tweet up so I can read it. A huge victory for election integrity up in Pennsylvania yesterday, where the U.S. Court of Appeals, so this was earlier this week, for the Third Circuit upheld a Pennsylvania law that requires voters using mail-in ballots to fill out, date, and sign the declaration printed on the envelope before returning a completed ballot. The left objects to any ballot being invalidated as a result of failing to include a proper date on the envelope. The majority decision upheld this voter integrity measure and rejected the left's misuse of the race card in concluding it does not violate federal civil rights law. And then I go on to quote the opinion. Casting a vote, whether by following the directions of using a voting machine or completing a paper ballot, requires compliance with certain rules. States have legitimate interests in regulating the voting process and imposing restrictions on voters to preserve the integrity and reliability of the electoral process. We know no authority that the right to vote encompasses the right to have a ballot counted as defective under state law. Interestingly, the court's decision indirectly demonstrates that the counting of date defective mail-in ballots in the 2020 election was unlawful. Mass mail-in voting, in my view, as I've said repeatedly, should be eliminated completely. Either way, that decision is a big blow to the left's efforts to make it easier to steal elections by making it easier to commit voter fraud. Now, I'm sure you largely agree. I issued a video on it the other day that summed it up pretty quickly as well. Why don't we play that video?
Hey, everyone. Huge victory. Pennsylvania Appellate Court, the Third Circuit that oversees Pennsylvania, the federal court, upheld a Pennsylvania state law that requires ballots mailed in to be in an envelope with a date on it. And the left wanted to be able to count ballots that didn't have a date on the envelope, contrary to state law. And the appellate court said, no, you can't do that. It's perfectly legitimate to require that rule. And certainly election integrity is advanced through this basic measure. Of course, the left doesn't like election integrity because they want to be able to steal elections. So this is a major victory for those of us who want fairer and cleaner elections, certainly in the state of Pennsylvania. What's also interesting about the case is that the decision suggests that counties that counted ballots without a date on the envelope in 2020 did so unlawfully up there in Pennsylvania. So it raises more questions about the 2020 election. So no matter how you slice it, though, a big defeat for the left that wants to be able to steal elections and a big victory for the rest of us who want fair and clean elections. And you can be sure that Judicial Watch will continue to do the heavy lifting in Pennsylvania and elsewhere to ensure that our elections are fair, free, and clean.
Yeah, that was a great victory in that video. You know, that's what I love about posting videos is that it just drives the left crazy because they're not used to seeing the truth online. They think, especially in election matters, that folks like me should have no voice. And a video like that, they go crazy over. I mean, they hate the truth. Of course, as you might imagine, they focus on my physical appearance. Evidently, they don't like the way I look. But they, in many ways, it just masks that they have just contempt and fear for the truth I speak, right? And so Pennsylvania, there's going to be cleaner elections. Now, I think, as I said, mail-in voting should be significantly restricted because there's no, and I think I've talked about this, maybe I just talked about this last week again, but, you know, mail-in balloting that occurs, mass mail-in balloting is at odds with the kind of the very notion of secure elections because there's really no good way of securing mail-in balloting in a significant way. I mean, for instance, How is it you check to see if there's been voter intimidation? You go to everyone's house and ask them? You know, and obviously it's easier to collect ballots or you know, engage in fraud, even with the security measures in place, if the voting is taking place in a non-governmental location, outside a polling place. Unsupervised voting is something that is anathema, as I say, to free and fair elections, and it's something we should frown upon. But if we're going to do it, it needs to be done with some basic security measures in place. So sure enough, the left wanted to count ballots that didn't have dates on the envelopes. Now, that requirement is under state law, and there's election integrity. It's an election integrity measure there. And, of course, they oppose it for the reasons I suggest. And what the Pennsylvania court noted, that in 2020, and the dispute was essentially mooted out by the Supreme Court that, frankly, didn't want to deal with any of this outrageously. There were counties in Pennsylvania that were on their own deciding to count ballots that didn't comply with state law at the time. And I guess the, you know, everyone's pretending it's water under the bridge, but as I highlight in my comments to you, I mean, in the tweet and in the video I just played, it just raises additional questions about 2020. I mean, the left doesn't want us to ask questions about 2020. They want to jail Trump, right, for 2020, but we're not allowed to talk about it. And I'm not going to be intimidated, and we're going to keep on talking or telling the truth about what happened in 2020, about the way elections should be run, because in my view, if the left gets their way, we won't have elections anymore. I mean, in effect, they have been trying to remove Trump from the ballot. They still are trying to remove Trump from the ballot. They still see an option there. They're trying to jail Trump before the election, convict him. Basically, ending elections as we know it, if they get their way. So it was a great little victory, a nice surprise during Holy Week for election integrity in the United States. Thanks for watching. Don't forget to hit that subscribe button and like our video down below.